Dr. King said the riots are the language of the unheard. You ain't saying nothing yet. If you keep silencing us like this, what do you think our district's going to do? We have had it up here. Gloves off.
Welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today we're going to talk about the situation down in Tennessee where a Memphis representative, in response to state representatives doing the correct thing, doing the right thing, has decided it was appropriate to call for more Black Lives Matter riots, worse riots than we saw before, because, God forbid, the state of Tennessee stopped the city of Memphis from losing their freaking minds and basically stripping their police of all powers, which has led to an insane crime spike. No, I'm not joking about this. No, this is 100% real, believe me, but we're going to get into this after I thank everybody who signed up over actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th, I will be at MindsFest, Austin, Texas. Link to tickets in the top of the description. So before we understand where we are, what's going on, we need to understand how we got here, in my humblest of opinions. Now, you guys will remember that the Memphis Police Department were rocked by an absolutely horrific scandal when about five of their officers beat to death a man called Tyree Nichols. And this obviously led to outrage and anger. And unfortunately, outrage and anger often lead to bad pieces of legislation. I mean, just think about all the changes that were made nationwide during the George Floyd riots. One of the most absurd ones were the changes made in police departments that had already banned neck restraint in any way, shape, or form, like for the New York City Police Department, which banned that in 1993. And remember, the official story of the George Floyd case is that the knee on the neck ended up killing George Floyd due to Derek Chauvin's evil white racism. And yet, laws were changed in departments that had no such policy issues based on this one instance, and we all experience one of the greatest, actually the greatest, homicide spikes in American history as a consequence of those changes. Well, the same exact thing happened post Terry Nichols, because the initial altercation and beatdown started as a traffic stop. They essentially made it nearly impossible for Tennessee police officers in the city of Memphis to engage in these said traffic stops. They issued these new ordinances, and even though the Tyree Nichols case was an instance where officers brutally beat a suspect, this was somehow necessary in order to prevent that from happening. Again, an absurd notion on its face when you think about it. Obviously, the police are not supposed to beat a suspect to death. They're not supposed to handcuff somebody and then go 5-on-1, go to town on said individual. The idea that you can't have the police doing stuff that they're supposed to do, like traffic stops, in response to it, makes no sense at all whatsoever. And by the way, this led to one of the greatest crime spikes in Memphis, Tennessee, making it not only the most dangerous city in the United States of America, but one of the most dangerous cities in the entire world.
According to data shared Tuesday by Memphis police, violent crime is up. The two major categories are murders, with 17 more murders this year than last year around this time, and aggravated assault. That's up by nearly 150. And as it concerns auto theft, an almost daily occurrence, there have been nearly 4,200 cars stolen so far this year, compared to just under 3,500 being stolen in 2022.
So like you just saw right there, there were dramatic increases in murders, in homicides in the city of Memphis. And the thing is, this is specifically from this snapshot point in time compared to the previous year, but we actually now have the year-end numbers for Memphis, Tennessee, post these criminal justice reforms, and they do not look good. Get a load of this chart right here. So in this particular chart, they separate out homicides from murders. Murder is obviously a premeditated, intentional homicide that is inherently criminal. All other homicides could be included with self-defense and all that. So understand the context that we're going with right here. But murders jumped, according to the data, from 2022 to 2023, from 185 to 254. Homicides went from 220 to 302. For those of you who are counting at home, that is 69 additional murders, 69 additional lives lost from an already insanely elevated homicide homicide rate in Memphis, Tennessee, and this can be attributed in part to the fact that the police can't do proactive policing. They can't do what are called pretextual stops, where you stop somebody for a taillight, mess up license plate, and that can lead to maybe running a warrant, maybe finding somebody who's not supposed to be on the streets, and that could ultimately end up leading to an arrest. And again, this was told to us as the only possible solution that we could have to the Tyre Nichols situation, because we all know once a police officer pulls you over for a broken taillight, they are automatically going to beat you to death in a 5-on-1 fashion in this very unique situation that happened with those 5 Memphis police officers. Obviously, that's not true. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic right here. And obviously, the consequences of this neutering of the Memphis police, the Tyre Nichols effect, if you will, has led to absolute disasters across Memphis in every single category, by the way. Property crime, violent crime, murders, all of them up across the board, all of them reaching historic levels, if not surpassing historic levels. And we need to do something about this, because despite what people like to do on the internet.com and say liberal city, blue city, and all that, those are still Americans. They're dying, they're suffering, and it's based on these insane policies that are implemented after a heinous yet isolated incident. Hey guys, editing Sean here. So I realized when I was looking at that particular chart, it actually said year to date, meaning that it wasn't actually the full homicide and murder chart for the city of Memphis for 2023. That only went up to October 9th of that year. The final totals for Memphis in terms of homicide were 397 versus 301 in 2022. The murder total was 341 murders versus 248 in 2022. So 69 more murders a year is a lot. But you know what's worse than that? The 93 additional murders, which was the number that they were at by year's end.
Corey, we're following also today a bill overturning a local ban on police traffic stops is now headed to Governor Bill Lee's desk. Today, the state Senate passed the measure blocking local governments from placing limits on police.
You know, it was a direct response to an ordinance passed by the Memphis City Council after the death of Tyre Nichols.
Now, thankfully, in the state of Tennessee, Republicans have decided that they're going to do something about it. Something that I've been calling for red states to do across this country when you have a blue cities trying to destroy themselves. We're not going to let them do that. They're a part of our country, and as long as we have the right party in the governor's mansion, we should be able to override and, yes, micromanage these cities to the point where they don't allow homicide to run wild. So they decided that they were going to implement an override bill at the statewide level in order to prevent the city of Memphis from neutering their police officers, to realign the laws of Memphis with the laws of Tennessee proper, because obviously these are leading to absolutely terrible results.
I don't know about the rest of the state, but in Memphis, we need pretextual stops.
Rodney and Rovon Wills, the parents of Tyre Nichols, travel back to Nashville to make an impassioned plea to state lawmakers not to repeal a Memphis traffic stop ordinance.
So therefore, how could you come in and change a rule that we passed, or a bill that we passed, ordinance?
We all know our son got pulled over for a pretextual stop, and he ended up murdered. So you tell us, should we continue to keep having this pretextual stop?
Listen, I am sympathetic to the family and the grief for their son who was killed by the Memphis police officers. Like the governor of Tennessee, I expect those officers to be convicted and given lengthy and appropriate sentences for their actions, because they are out of bounds of what the police should be doing. That being said, the idea that we get rid of this form of stop because this outrageous additional situation is absolutely insane and asinine, and I don't blame them for trying to save the bill that was likely named for their son, but they are wrong to do so, and it takes courage to tell the grieving family that they're just inaccurate about their assessment of this situation. I mean, think about it like this. If we're going to go to the root, supposedly, and that's the traffic stop, you know what the root is even before that? The fact that Tyre Nichols was driving a car at the time that he got the pretextual stop, and that led to him being murdered. And the real thing that we need to do in order to be able to cut this off is to stop issuing driver's licenses in the city of Memphis, ban cars altogether, and then nobody can get pulled over for any kind of stop by the police because there will be no cars allowed in the city of Memphis. Now, obviously, that's ridiculous and absurd, just like getting rid of this form of stop was ridiculous and absurd. This was a one-time isolated incident. This was a specific unit of, by the way, underqualified officers that happened to be running it due to a diversity push post George Floyd. So essentially what they're doing is stacking terrible policy on top of terrible policy. And the idea that, again, you would take away this key tool for law enforcement in order to intervene, in order to prevent some bigger crimes from occurring, is absurd. And what we have to show for it is over 300 homicides in the city of Memphis. It obviously is not working. It is not making the city of Memphis safer. These people are committing way more crimes. The city that was already insanely dangerous only got more dangerous, and it's getting more dangerous in each and every category. One of the things that cracked me up about one of these particular segments is that the police were saying, look, crime is up, and by crime is up, we mean homicides up, murders up, assault is up, sexual assault is up, property crime is up. That includes Grand Theft Auto and carjacking. It's basically up in each and every category, but in the immediate vicinity of the police precinct, as in right on the sidewalk in front of the police precincts, crime down in those areas.
And though the department cites a small decrease in crimes around certain MPD precincts this summer,
less crime in front of police precinct, therefore we do have some positive data points, and no, that's absolutely not good enough for me. You have to get the crime down. The city of Memphis is refusing to do so. They're refusing to engage with the problem. So yes, it is incumbent on the state, the Republican-led state, to do something about it, rather than just sneer and say, liberal city, blue city. And by the way, we have a perfect example of this. In the state of Missouri, we had St. Louis. St. Louis has been bad for a very long time. But guess what? The state said, enough is enough. Kim Gardner, this Soros prosecutor who's refusing to prosecute anyone, we're going to put the pressure on her until she's out of office. And they drove that woman out of office. And guess what happened when they inserted a real prosecutor into that position in St. Louis? 25% homicide drop in St. Louis, one of the largest drops in the history of the city. And that's just from ousting Gardner back in May of 2023. Who knows how good the numbers would be if they actually have a full year. We'll see that in the year 2024 when they got rid of this woman. And she was extremely bad, extraordinarily bad. She wouldn't even send prosecutors to show up to court in order to prosecute murder cases in St. Louis. So what would end up happening was the defense would show up. They would show up with the defendant. It wouldn't matter what level of evidence they had, there would be no representative from the state there to initiate a prosecution, and the judge would be forced to dismiss the case. The state of Missouri Republican governor said, we're not having that, and they got her ass out of office, and we've seen the results. They have to do the same thing for Memphis, and I don't give a damn what the city council of Memphis thinks about it, because if they were competent enough to manage their own city, they wouldn't have seen such a dramatic jump in homicide.
It's about the city council preempting state law. We can't allow that as a legislature, to allow any city or county government that doesn't like a law that we pass just to simply preempt it.
The list of the five items in their ordinances are not going to reduce crime. They're only a green light for continued police brutality with an excuse of a traffic stop.
Yeah, this woman is stupid. I'm just going to make that 100% clear. The way she says ordinances is proof of that, but also the idea that, oh, these five things, they won't reduce crime. I mean, we got rid of these in the city of Memphis and crime shot up dramatically. It was already insanely elevated, but it got significantly worse. We have Latin American cartel-controlled areas level of homicide in the city of Memphis, so you doing this won't solve it. Trust me, let us figure it out, because we've been doing a bang up job so far. This is what changed. This is what made things worse. It makes sense to change it back to see if things will get better. And again, if you're so worried about police brutality, you should show me the piece of legislation that says the police are allowed to commit police brutality. It's not there. It's not present at all whatsoever. You can prosecute police brutality without taking away the traffic stops. If you don't want to be stopped, fix your taillights, fix your lights. license plates, but more importantly, stop committing crimes. The idea that you have to hamstring the police because the criminal population is so criminal is absurd in every possible way. They need to have law and order. They need to get a hold of the situation. The next step beyond this, based on their homicide levels, should be to send in the National Guard, and not to check random bags in the subway like in the city of New York, but to actually do law enforcement and maybe depose the city council of Memphis because they're that bad. And remember, this is just a state senator from the Memphis area. Things are going to get worse when I give you the whole context of the woman who's calling for Black Lives Matter riots in response to this.
As much as I empathize with the Wells family and Tyree Nichols' family and the loss of Tyree, we can't let that empathy, Mr. Speaker, cloud our judgment in protecting 7 million Tennesseans.
Yes, 100%. The idea that we should allow empathy for this one particular victim in this one particular isolated case is absurd on its face. How many people more should die a year so that the Nichols family knows that the Republicans in the state legislature feel bad enough for him, care hard enough for the family? It's ridiculous on its face to do that. And the idea that they're advocating for this, anybody is, based on the results in Tennessee, shows you how lost some people in this nation actually are.
I'm asking you, I'm begging you, that young man died in my district, to not do this.
That young man died in my district. I'm begging you not to do this. Yeah, you know who else died in your district that you never talk about, that you never discuss? 300 additional people. 300 additional people died due to homicide in your district, and you're not here on the Senate floor talking about any of those. What you're talking about is these five officers who, by the way, were arrested, charged with murder immediately. They're seeking the strictest punishment possible for them, rather than all the other people who have been killed as a consequence of the policies that you're advocating for. The very policy that you're advocating for, and all of the negative effects on the Memphis police that the city council has implemented in order to make the family feel better. But in reality, it's not even about that. It's just agenda items that they already wanted to pass in the first place. Now, I'm going really hard on this state senator, but obviously the real culprit is from earlier on in this video, and that is the city councilwoman who actually had the gall to call for more Black Lives Matter riots, worse riots than ever before, because how dare you have the police be able to do their jobs? The people of Memphis have a divine right from the gods to murder each other in the streets without being challenged by any law enforcement.
It is a slap in the face, and you might as well stomp on the grave of Tyree Nichols for bringing this bill. Yes, we are emotionally charged. Why? Because it's personal for us. Taylor made this personal the minute he introduced this legislation to target one family and one life that was lost.
So first of all, I've been calling this woman a city councilor, but she's actually a state senator from the same area, and she is incredibly stupid in every possible way. I mean, just the framing of this, that they're targeting Tyree Nichols with this bill to repeal something that was passed in the name of Nichols after he died. The state of Tennessee is targeting him again. They're going to kill him again, according to this insanely dumb woman. But of course, the reason why you guys are here, the clip du jour of this freaking speech is coming right now.
So yeah, we gonna fight. Dr. King said the riots are the language of the unheard. You ain't saying nothing yet. If you keep silencing us like this, what do you think our district's gonna do? We have had it up here, gloves off. Like, we gonna fight like hell. You don't expect us to respond when you gaslight us every single day with these bills?
Yeah, there you go. She's like, Martin Luther King said, riots are the voice of the unheard, but you ain't seen nothing yet. You want to keep silencing us? What do you think our district is going to do? How about what I want your district to do, which is stop killing each other? This idea that you are entitled to riot because any modicum of law and order is restored in your area is ridiculous.
So yeah, we gonna fight. Dr. King said the riots are the language of the unheard. You ain't saying nothing yet. If you keep silencing us like this, what do you think our district's gonna do? We have had it up here. Gloves off.
And by the way, if they do riot, we have incitement to riot charges. This woman should definitely be charged with that. Use an abstract creative prosecution that they only seem to be able to do for Donald J. Trump against her, and maybe put her in jail next to the very criminals she wants to defend. She thinks this is about killing Tyre Nichols again. He's dead. He's already gone. This is about saving the lives of Tennesseans, disproportionately black Tennesseans, in Memphis who are being killed at record rates that you don't seem to care about.
We have had it up here. Gloves off. Like, we're gonna fight like hell. You don't expect us to respond when you gaslight us every single day with these bills?
Now, I just want to point out that the purpose of politics is so that we engage in debate, conversation, arguments about ideas to avoid violence. But here you have a woman who's acting like a child, like so many woke representatives across this country, who says, you know what? You push something that I disagree with. I'm not the majority. I don't get to run the show. I don't get to cram my stupid agenda down your throat. Well, I'm going to throw a hissy fit. We're going to riot. And what do you expect? It's your fault I'm hitting you. No, absolutely not. It's your fault. You're responsible for your own actions. And yes, we will have some law and order in the state of Tennessee, whether you like it or not.
There's a bill to get rid of the Tennessee Human Rights Commission that they're going to bring, to abolish it, rooted in the Civil Rights Act, to make sure that we have protections for folks that look like Tyre Nichols. Don't tell me this stuff ain't racist.
Listen, I don't know anything about the abolition of the Tennessee Human Rights Commission, but I know that you're in favor of keeping it, so it's probably a terrible institution.
Don't tell me this stuff ain't racist. Don't tell me it's not. It is rooted in racism. This was a Jim Crow bill.
Oh, of course it's a Jim Crow bill. Remember the long history of Jim Crow and evil white racism where they said, you know what? We need to stop black people from killing each other. We need to save the lives of black people. You know, they really need to adopt the anti-racist worldview, which is black people should be allowed to kill themselves however often they want, and we should never talk about it and pretend it doesn't exist because this dopey woman is going to find it racist.
This was a Jim Crow bill that Taylor Brock and all his Confederates voted for today.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but this is absolutely outrageous in every possible way. The idea that this is normal political discourse, that the left can keep getting away with this, that they can keep calling for riots while at the same time pretending that the right wing is broadly the politically violent one, as if we don't remember the Black Lives Matter riots. And then she has the audacity to say, oh, you're gaslighting her, when these are the same people who deny the violence of BLM while at the same time calling for it directly? Insane. Yeah, absolutely not. Cannot abide by it. No way. They definitely should pass this law. I'm glad it overwhelmingly passed. The governor shouldn't wait a second to sign it. And any of these reps that want to intervene in any kind of way, they should be charged with the crimes that they're committing, inciting riots, trying to instigate more and more problems. Because in reality, the evil white racists in this particular situation are trying to save the lives of black men, specifically young black men, who are being gunned down at record rates in Memphis, Tennessee, who are being gunned down in world-renowned rates, again, comparable to cartel-controlled areas of Latin America, some of the worst places in the entire world, because, oh my god, they're so evil, white, and racist for not wanting these people to die. Now, look, I don't have that much more to add to this, but I want to know what your guys' perspective is down in the comments below. I will say, be respectful, because she's heartbroken, and honestly, she feels gaslit by you guys, and she just feels like such a victim, which is why she's calling for violence, calling for more people to be victimized. So I want you to take that into consideration before you craft your comment to let me know your opinion. As usual, if you like this video, then show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social media, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the insanity over in Memphis, Tennessee. Till next time.